The question being asked is, did Eileen Harrington hire a consulting company to gain access to her longtime colleague? Procurement experts say the hiring of someone you've worked with for years doesn't pass muster and creates the perception of favoritism. Bill Shook is a procurement attorney with the law firm of Shook, Doran, and Cole.
Whether this contract was awarded properly or not, one would question whether there was proper judgment made and whether it was a violation of the appearance of a conflict.
In 2009, when Harrington became SBA's chief operating officer, she put out a contract for consulting services. The winner of that contract was Knowledge Bank, a Native American-owned 8A firm. Knowledge Bank bid the particular services of Rosemary Strait, someone who worked with Harrington for more than 20 years at the Federal Trade Commission. From 1997 to 2005, Strait was FTC's executive director, while Harrington served in a host of senior management positions, including deputy director and associate director for marketing practices. Harrington and SBA General Counsel Sarah Lipscomb signed off on a contract to bring in Knowledge Bank. Between August 2009 and April 2010, SBA modified the contract three times and added more than $100,000 to the total cost of the procurement. Shook says the code of conduct requires each employee to avoid even the appearance of a conflict.
And it's this type of contract that violates the intent of that regulation of having an appearance of a conflict. And employees are required to avoid that appearance in order to create a sense within the government and among contractors and the citizens that the government is operating above board.
He says the fact that Harrington and Lipscomb signed off on the contract is unusual. Shook says the arrangement between Harrington and Knowledge Bank is all too prevalent.
A common practice in the government to have directed awards where somebody is a desirable person and they look for a contract vehicle in order to make an award, and it would appear that this is a contract vehicle that was used to make such an award.
SBA received one other bid on the RFP that Knowledge Bank won, according to information in the USAspending.gov website. Shook says too often, vendors submit a courtesy bid just to make it look like it's above board. Shook and other federal procurement experts who looked at the statement of work say the contract smells fishy because the requirements are generic. The contract was to review and make recommendations to turn Harrington's office into a high-performing organization. Shook says there's many other vendors who could provide these services, and SBA could have gotten more bids on this contract without much trouble. Harrington returned to the FTC last November. She declined to comment on the contract with Knowledge Bank or Strait. I tried to contact Strait, but was unsuccessful. And Knowledge Bank CEO and founder Tom Weimer says he hasn't been made aware of anything involving his company that was improper. He believes they have done everything above board. Weimer refused to go into further details about the contract or his business relationship with Strait. SBA spokesman Jonathan Swain says in an email that the agency has found no indication of fraud in how the contract was awarded or performed. Knowledge Bank was hired to provide training services and perform timely and as promised. An anonymous congressional staff member says there are two concerns about SBA's handling of the contract with Knowledge Bank. The staffer reviewed the contract documents and raised questions about the ethics of the award. The staffer says there's little evidence of what services SBA received for the $100,000 it spent. SBA has come under congressional scrutiny for other contracting actions over the past year. Both the House and Senate Small Business Committees questioned SBA Administrator Karen Mills about contracts with McKinsey & Company. Mills previously consulted for McKinsey. SBA spokesman Swain says in an email the agency is unaware of any wrongful conduct and how that contract was awarded or performed. The contract was awarded after a full competitive process and was performed properly and on time after it was awarded to McKinsey & Company. He says the background contract file was found to be missing prior to the administrator's hearing before the House Small Business Committee last spring, but it was promptly reconstructed and provided to the committee. A spokesman for the former chairwoman and current ranking member of the Small Business Committee, Nydia Velasquez, would not comment on the McKinsey contracts. But SBA's contracting challenges don't stop there. The agency's inspector general issued a report in June about SBA's use of Recovery Act funds. The IG found that SBA didn't have an approved acquisition plan prior to award. Auditors also say SBA officials awarded a contract for Microsoft software that was basically a pass-through. Finally, the IG found that the contract was awarded non-competitively. This violated the administration's requirements that all contracts using Recovery Act funds are competed. SBA Swain says in an email, Administrator Mills has repeatedly expressed her commitment to rooting out fraud, waste, abuse, and mismanagement in SBA programs and to pursue all opportunities for improving the way the agency does its business. He says the agency has taken proactive steps to improve its procurement and acquisition process. This includes realigning the procurement function under the Chief Financial Officer's direction in order to take advantage of that office's expertise in process review and management. The administrator points to ongoing efforts to strengthen the acquisition planning process, including specifically addressing the issues raised in the June Inspector General audit. Ethel Matthews is a senior advisor to the Chief Privacy Officer and SBA's Chief Information Officer's office. She's also one of four employees who are claiming whistleblower retaliation. Matthews says the Recovery Act project is still not working after the agency has spent millions.
I know that they had a lot of security issues with it, and currently they're moving the system in-house.
Procurement attorney Shook says at the heart of every potential acquisition problem, someone has violated the code of conduct and has not avoided the perception of a conflict of interest.
There's been a lot of discussion of late by the current administration to once again reinforce the efforts to avoid the conflict of interest, but a lot of it is common sense, and every time this kind of story is generated, people lose faith in the ability of the government to function fairly and on a level playing field. I believe that's probably why the regulation writers years and years and years ago, that's a decades old regulation, put that as one of the first requirements of all government employees.
And joining me is Federal News Radio's Jason Miller. Jason, the agency very much, SBA very much reacting, saying with a strong denial, seems like they're not going to change much if there was, they're not even acknowledging that there's a problem in the first place.
Well, the email that Administrator Mills sent to staff on Wednesday saying, we know that there's these stories that are out there, and we couldn't tell you how much more we disagree with the perception they're painting the agency. And then they go on and say, in terms, we think we're doing a good job, we're making good changes, we're impacting the communities and the society. And, you know, we know that we're not perfect, but we're working hard to strengthen management, oversight, and training. It was very similar to the types of things that they sent me as their official comment. And, you know, the comments that I'm getting back from agency workers is, yeah, we've heard that before, or they don't buy it. And,
right.
And I think, you know, I got a call today from someone who was, you know, asking me, how'd you start working on this? This is great. Thank you so much. You know, this is the type of thing that I see at my office, at my SBA office all the time. And I've gotten, again, about five or six emails that said, you know, thank you for doing the story, or, you know, you want to hear my story if you think theirs is bad.
Yeah.
So that just tells me, yeah, maybe I've just become the magnet for the people who want to have an outlet somewhere, and maybe all the people that are happy at SBA don't need the outlet. But you'd think that if someone was going to defend the agency, and if you look at the comments we have on our website, nobody's defending the agency in those comments. No one feels compelled to write and say, these people are wrong, this is not the way it is, you looked at one snapshot, not the whole story. And I find that very telling. I'm not saying that there aren't good things at SBA, and I'm not saying that there aren't good people at SBA, but there just seems from what these allegations that have come to light that there's some serious mismanagement problems at SBA, and they need to be addressed. And I think the employees feel like there's not a lot of evidence that that's happening.
And the concern from a lot of folks is that you can't fix a problem if you don't acknowledge that you have a problem. And you can do that without necessarily saying that the management structure is not working, or that the managers aren't working. But you have to, if there's an issue, you have to acknowledge it. Or at least if you have that many people that are concerned, there's something going on here.
Right. And I think the other thing is, like with any agency, and this is a separate from this SBA story,
yeah,
too often we see agencies curl up in a ball and say,
circle,
and kind of put their hands,
you know,
over their ears and go, it's not happening, it's not happening, it's not
right.
happening. And I always tell people one of the best examples is the General Services Administration back in the mid-2000s when they had those audits of their technology problems. They would get in front of it, give the release to the reporters, have a press conference, more agencies. I'm not saying this situation, that I understand the reasons why SBA felt like they couldn't talk for some legal ramifications, but I'll just say agencies too often just close their eyes and hope it goes away.